ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Thanks for your interest. We really appreciate that for the foundation that's working with disability and disadvantaged people around Australia. Yes, I lost my sight totally in 2015, and as part of exploring what it meant to be totally blind, I re-engaged with my love of sailing with and through the Making Waves Foundation. It was really a process of finding out what was possible, accepting and owning a blindness, and really stretching what was possible. And through that time, I've been able to work on all manner of programs for the children. But specifically to your question, in 23, I was given the first opportunity to participate in the Sydney to Hobart. And I've got to say, it stretches you as an individual. But importantly, it also sort of awakens your crew members' perceptions of what might be possible with a blind person. And I guess most importantly to me is the fact that it really ignites the imagination and encourages all the 7,500 children that we deal with each year to dream big and shoot for the stars. And that's what all of us are on board undertaking the Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race on the Making Waves Foundation boat.
As I said, it's an incredible feat for someone who is blind to compete in such a rigorous and arduous task of taking on the Sydney to Hobart. It's inspiring to not just people living with low vision, but also everyone around Australia, James. Tell us a little bit about, you mentioned losing your vision completely in 2015, but tell us about, I guess, finding that out for the first time, that's what was going to happen to you, and kind of how you dealt with that at the time, because I know you've always kind of loved your sport, and how did you deal with that, and what did life look like for you once you found out that news?
I thought I was prepared for the moment when sight disappeared, but there was quite an emotional journey in that, and I was thankful that my brother-in-law knew that I had sailed on Lake Burley Griffin in Canberra as a teenager, and he suggested that I re-engage with and through sailing with the Making Waves Foundation. And truly, I think that I learnt really what it was to be blind, because it was putting you in unfamiliar environments, and with sailing, nothing is ever the same. It's always changing. You needed to find new ways to cope with your new realities, develop new ways of coping with it, developing your own ways to do things to add value to the crew that you're sailing with. So all in all, it has been a journey of self-discovery, but I like to think I'm also shaping the views and the understanding of people around me by getting out there, having a red hot go, and just doing the best I can do. And the third Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race, I trimmed the mainsail, so this is one part of the boat that I can add value to the 16-man crew. I'm able to use my other senses to effectively trim the sail and maximise the power and drive for the boat. But, of course, there are other parts of the boat that I'm a danger to myself and everyone else on board if I were to verge into those areas. So it's really being honest with you. It allows people to deal with you authentically. To start building the means and ways of coping with the rigors of what is one of the world's, you know, preeminent ocean races. And it honestly creates lifelong friendships and relationships that are forged through fire. And it really is a growth experience that every time I've done it, there's something else I find out about myself.
Look, I would be a danger to everyone and myself on any part of the boat, on any vessel, I would imagine. So you're doing an incredible job, and it's going to be amazing to have you go around the Sydney to Hobart for a third time. I know you're interested in the water as a kid, but when did you get into sailing, and what drew you to sailing in the water beforehand? Had you done much prior to losing your vision?
Yeah, so it's as many parents would attest, there are times with young teenage children that they just say enough's enough on Christmas holidays and kick you out the door and send you off to a YMCA training camp or sailing camp in Canberra. And that was where I learnt the basics. And then I managed to crew with a national championship in NS14 dinghies. And so I really found the love of sailing in those times. But you know, life gets in the way of the things you enjoy. So it wasn't until I lost my sight again that I came back to the sport and found that it was something that, A, I was able to do. It was something I loved, and it got me back into sort of a competitive sport, which was important to me. But more importantly, there was a wonderful community, network of wonderful people in the sailing community. And of course, at the end of the day, we are all doing this to try and promote and advocate for the foundation and the work they do with the kids right around Australia. So that's a driving force for us all and something we're really proud to be a part of.
James Hunter joining us here on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport. He'll be taking part in his third Sydney to Hobart yacht race, taking off on Boxing Day. For you specifically, are there moments out there when, you know, there is those brief moments where it dies down and you're cruising and things are going really well, where you can, I guess, stand back or sit back and kind of take in everything you're experiencing? It's obviously a very different experience that you would have to many other people out there.
Yeah, it is. And I'll answer it in two parts. The first part I'd say is, when asked about that, I generally come back to people and say, answer this question. When you're out in the middle of Bass Strait in a moonless night where thunder clouds are roiling, where there's rain sleeting down, who's blind? And the answer is, we all are.
Mm.
That's a mindset thing that you as an individual need to step into and accept and own, and it really allows you to step into spaces that you may not be able to do. I guess for me, I remember someone told me, you learn a lot about yourself when you're in the middle of Bass Strait. And I didn't understand that, but I remember the first crossing where you are, you know, incredible distances away from any land. You're out in the middle of nowhere and you realize just how small and insignificant you are in the huge power and majesty of what nature is serving up to you, both on water and wind. And you realize that it's up to you to step into that space, and it's up to you and your crew to actually do the best you can to actually get through it. And it's a formative moment, because at the other end, when you do get there, you do realize that you've challenged yourself with and through others to achieve something truly magnificent. And that is something that you step forward with confidence in the rest of your life.
As I said, it's inspiring to everyday Australians, not just people who are blind or living with low vision, I guess, to get outside your comfort zone and try something and go after things that are, you know, challenging and that really test you, because there's not many things in the world of sport that test you more than the Sydney to Hobart yacht race, which is, as I said at the start, has become a staple of this time of year. And it's always really exciting seeing the boats head off on Boxing Day. Tell us a little bit about the boats and the rest of your crew, James.
Yeah, so we are sailing a 54-foot Lions yacht. There are 16 crew on board. Half of us have disabilities, including paraplegics, motor accidents where they get around on their bottom. We have deaf, blind, MS, polio. So it truly is an inclusive crew. And, you know, when you're training and you're learning about being authentic and honest, you are able to work through anything and everything when people are aware of what you can do and do well and what you can't do and can't do well. And you really form a core to enable you to take on what's wonderful. I give you a sort of an example of how what we are doing is sort of making a difference in the lives around us. One of the things that we're working on at the Making Waves Foundation, we're working on programs to deal with blind people that are dealing with that. And I was very keen to develop that up, where you are using the mobility and sensory awareness that blind people are taught with guide dogs or with canes. And the hypothesis is, with those skills, you can step on board and take up a sport by using the self same things that you've been trained into to be able to be mobile and independent. And then as well, you're developing a new community and you're developing an activity that gives you joy and commune with nature. And to date, no one has left the boat without a huge smile on the face and wanting to do some more of it. So that's the sort of thing that we do. Out of the Hobart, we take it forward and try and make a difference in the lives of many others that are facing different challenges.
Yeah, no doubt that that is exactly what's happening because of the work that Making Waves Foundation is doing and everyone who is involved with that as well. A last question I've got for you, James. What was the reaction of friends and family when you told them? Obviously, they knew you loved your sailing and still loved your sport and being active, but what was their reaction when you told them in 23 that, hey, you know what, I'm actually doing the Sydney to Hobart? How did everyone kind of take that news?
I think it would be fair to say that my aged mother was somewhat appalled at the thought initially. It certainly challenged her thinking and perception of what her son was able to do. And now I'm into my third, and I think she's almost resigned herself to the fact that there's an addiction that I'm dealing with. But my sister and brother-in-law and my wife have just been hugely supportive and encouraging. And of course, behind every one of these crew members, there's the support behind you. And family and crew often do it harder than those on board, because they're sort of long silences and long lack of knowledge about what's going on, whereas we just live in the moment. They're sort of imagining the worst or best. So I'm eternally grateful for the support of family and wouldn't be able to do it without them, and particularly my loving wife.
Well, James, it's a privilege to share your story with everyone. It sounds like this is the third and definitely not the last time you'll be embarking on a Sydney to Hobart yacht race. Good luck when it comes around on Boxing Day. Good luck for the race. Hope it all goes well for you and the crew and everyone as part of the Making Waves Foundation and everyone involved there. It's been a joy chatting to you, and hopefully we can keep across how the boat's going and how everything else travels over the next little period.
Thank you so much for your interest. I really appreciate it.